This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Love your neighbor as yourself. A number of religions and philosophies have that as a dictate, but what does it really mean?
Interpreted literally, it's impossible. I mean, how can I love everyone equally? And what does that do to concepts like family and friends?
Well, maybe rather than love, what's meant is acknowledgement.
Acknowledge your neighbor like yourself. Doesn't have the same ring.
But it has more clear meaning. Acknowledge, recognize, realize that we're just like one another in important ways.
Oh, like sharing similar needs, like food and clothing, shelter, safety, human affection.
And even more importantly, that we want to avoid the same kinds of harms, death, pain, being deprived of freedom or pleasure.
So rather than asking us to be saintly in regards to others, we just need to appreciate the human analogy. Because we both are human, we can feel the same kind of pain, and they likely want to avoid it, too.
Right. Every person is like me. So I shouldn't cause harm without their informed consent or without a really good reason.
That doesn't seem so hard.
But it's a rule broken dozens of times every day. Think of how often you see rude behavior in public. Those people are not acknowledging others like themselves.
Maybe they don't treat themselves so well, either.
Perhaps they don't. But that still doesn't excuse poor treatment of others. Recognizing our common needs and our common desire to avoid harm, ethically speaking, it's best to treat others with dignity and respect.
Tell us how you acknowledge others at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.